Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Buyers Barricades Hotline, the ISDN crystal clear version of it. And we're joined by our good friend, Johnny Harris. What's happening?
What's up, John?
Johnny?
What's going on, boys? How we doing?
We're good. We're kind of like just deep into this debate right now.
Yeah,
we need you to...
It's a really important debate.
Sean and I are on opposite ends of this debate, and we need you to kind of be the guy that declares a winner here.
Yeah. Johnny, where do you come out on ketchup on hot dogs?
Naked. I eat my hot dogs completely naked.
Oh, look at
well,
you.
Well, no, the hot dog is naked,
yeah.
Not me.
Yeah, no, John,
not
that's,
me.
That's
that would be weird.
That
would be weird.
No, wait, where are you guys on either side? What, well, Ted?
I love ketchup on a hot dog, man.
Okay.
It just makes sense to me, and it's what I've always done.
Yeah, and I find Ted to be a communist.
Yeah.
Sean's more of the mustard relish kind of guy.
Yep.
I don't get it.
Mustard and relish, baby. Yeah. Yep.
You know, it's funny, Jack, you guys both know Jack, my son. Mm-hmm. He'd always been sort of either he was going to have it naked or have ketchup, but now he started putting mustard on it, and I don't think he's looking back. So he's sort of changed. I can go either way. I don't feel like I'm fascist in any way, shape, or form. It's like ketchup, mustard. I don't know. Put it all on there. It doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
I
see Johnny saying
taking
that.
Eating naked hot dog. So.
I feel like if there were football players named Ketchup and Mustard, Johnny would be screaming from the rooftops for one of the two. Like
yes, he would.
It's condiments.
He'd have an opinion.
It's condiment, so Johnny's like, whatever, put it on there. Hey, Johnny, just get this kicked off here with just some Texans talk. I feel like a lot has been made about Tyrann Mathieu playing safety. Like that Tyrann Mathieu wants to be dialed in at playing safety for the Texans. And like, I don't know, like it feels like a big deal is being made about Tyrann Mathieu and kind of embracing a position and being part of one position. We know that Tyrann Mathieu is probably at his best when you're deploying him all over the place. Do you get the same vibe I do that that's been a bigger topic than I feel like maybe it should be? And what are your thoughts about how he's going to be deployed this year?
Well, you know where I put that topic, Shawnee, right there with the depth chart. The depth chart comes out every single week, and everybody's like, oh, they had Jadeveon Clowney at defensive end, and everybody freaks out. It's like, just relax, people. Jadeveon's going to play outside linebacker and defensive end and inside linebacker and three technique and whatever else the Texans want him to do, just relax. And people just lose their minds. Uh-oh, this week he's at outside. I mean, relax. And I think it's kind of the same way with Tyrann Mathieu. I think for Tyron's sake, he's learning a different defense. So he wants to have, I think, one solid home. And once he masters that home, then he'll be able to venture out a little bit. And I understand that. You know, he's coming in with a lot of expectation. He's coming in on a one-year contract. He's got a lot to prove. And I think they will use him at safety. But he also knows, as the team knows, he can move around. He can do a lot of different things. But I think a lot has been made of, I'm going to be solely at safety. Well, think about all the different things the Texans ask safety to do as well. Because, I mean, Rack has Andre Howell down in the box, covering tight ends, deep in coverage, in a half field, in the middle of the field. Safeties have to do a lot. And so the things that Tyrann does well, he's going to be asked to do that while playing safety. I think way too much is sort of made of that. Because the one thing, and it's funny because I think back to 2014 when Rack got the job, what was the biggest talking point heading into that 2014 season? What are they going to do with J.J. Watt, this 3-4 defensive end? Everybody freaked out, and then all of a sudden it's like 2014, J.J. Watt was the greatest defensive player on the planet, and it wasn't even close, and Rack is deploying him all over the place. And what have we seen with the defense for the Texans the last how many ever years where Rack's had a huge influence, even though he didn't call plays last year, he still had an influence. Clowney moving all over, Watt moving all over, McKinney moving all over. And then the guy that I think, and it's funny, we today in our Texans media days saw number 41, Zach Cunningham, and I told Mark, I said, I'm telling you, I got a feeling Zach Cunningham is going to be a star in this defense coming up very, very soon. And when you think about him and what he can do, and then Tyrann moving around and what he can do, this defense has an opportunity, if all guys are healthy, to get back where it needs to be. But I think for Tyrann's sake, learning safety, There's a lot there to learn safety, but inherent in that position learning, he's going to have to move all over the place. That's just what the safeties are asked to do. So he's going to do a lot of that anyways.
Hey, John, just let's. I was going to ask you about some of the draft picks, but since you mentioned Zach Cunningham, I feel like that guy was so consistent. He didn't maybe have big splash plays last year, but, I mean, he played pretty much the whole season and was consistent. And really wasn't, you know, he had some issues maybe in coverage, but the way he played the run, he was all over the field. What do you see in Zach Cunningham specifically that you think that this kid is going to have a breakout year?
Well, first of all, I don't know what he weighs now. I don't know, but just seeing him, he looks bigger. That's going to be one thing. If he is bigger as he looks to me, then that's going to be one thing. Here's the thing, Ted. The Steelers and the Colts game, there wasn't much you could really take out of that. I went back and I watched both those games, the Steelers and the Colts, to watch Julion Davenport, really. And Julion, I thought, if you watch Julion in those two games and you focus just on him, you realize he's going to be all right at left tackle. He's going to be a player in this league. He showed a lot of promise in those two games. If he makes that year one, year two jump, he's going to be fine. But as it pertains to Cunningham, I remember in that Steelers game in particular, there were two plays that stood out to me. And one of them, Ted, I felt like you would love. The Steelers were in 21 personnel, I formation, and they ran straight up weak side ISO. And Roosevelt Nix is the fullback for the Steelers. 270 pounds, former defensive lineman in college. And the hole opens up, and it's Zach Cunningham, who's given up about 30 pounds to Roosevelt Nix and Nix. And Cunningham meets him on the other side of the line of scrimmage, blows up Nix, Bell has to cut, and Le'Veon cuts right into Bernardrick McKinney, who was not blocked, one yard gain on that play, all because of Cunningham. Later in the game, Le'Veon Bell's out wide, Cunningham goes out in man coverage, Bell on the slant, Cunningham in his hip pocket, pass breakup. Now, there aren't many linebackers that can take on an ISO block and then go out and man cover Le'Veon Bell a few plays later. Zach Cunningham showed that night as a rookie that he was able to do that. I think he could do more of that coming forward.
Ted's going to need to put his pants back on after you described that play,
well,
Johnny.
Quick, a lot of linebackers, today's linebacker doesn't play downhill. They don't initiate contact. They don't play on the other side of the line of scrimmage. So Zach Cunningham, when you watched his film in college and then last year, the kid plays downhill for sure.
Yep.
He's with that speed too. If guys stay healthy up front, there's going to be so much concern about Watt and Clowney and Merciless and even B-Mac because he's been there. I'm telling you, if they have a focus on those guys, 41's going to be running free and doing a lot of different things. I think he's got a chance to have a really – I felt he broke out at the end of the year, but if you want to go to that next level of breakout player, I think Zach Cunningham is definitely on that list.
Johnny, as soon as you talked about Zach Cunningham and maybe body changes and things like that, I immediately thought of Davenport. I'm glad you brought him up. Have you seen him roaming around the building? And I would imagine being in an NFL – weight and nutrition program for a year probably supersedes being in a Bucknell weight and nutrition program for 4 years.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Some of the guys I see, you know, every other day, some guys I've not seen. I have not seen Julion at all, but I've had a couple of people in the building say, man, have you seen Davenport? He looks a lot bigger. I'm like, okay, well, that's good. I think the one thing that Julion does definitely need is that upper body strength. He's got those long arms, and they're so useful that – And the thing about it I think people miss, too, is he's very athletic. When we were at the Greenbrier, I think I may have told a story, they were working on a field goal drill, and one of the parts of working on field goal drills, what happens if the snap drops or it's a bad snap, which rarely happens with weeks, but what happens?
Fire.
Right. And so the wingback and the tight end have to go run routes, and they know the routes to run. They're pretty simple. But Julion's the tight end. And so he ran to the back of the end zone, and Leckler just fired it. And Julion went up one hand and just snatched it. And I went, whoa. I turned to Mark and I said, did you see that? And he goes, yeah, who was that? I said, that was Davenport. So he's a very good athlete. It's just a matter of getting all the levers to work properly. And if he's got a little bit more strength, then what he's going to be able to do is resist some of those bull rushers, because that's what was happening to him in those two games. Guys were getting frustrated with him. And then they decided to bull him a little bit. And he gave ground. And he eventually re-anchored. He was fine. But if he can do that a little bit quicker, and give a little bit more space. There was a couple times where he's right up next to the quarterback, but he still held him off. If he can do that a little bit further out and give Deshaun a little bit more confidence and maybe just another half second to throw the football, who knows what can happen. I think Davenport makes a year one, year two jump, like we want to see from rookies to second-year guys, if he does that, I think his offensive line is going to be a lot better than people think it is.
Yeah, John. I mean, look, when you got a guy that's that big, when the wingspan he has, yeah. guys get tired of going around and around and around because of that, so they're going to take him down more down the middle. That's a good call. John, I asked you last week, you know, who you were looking forward to maybe watching. I gave you, you know, who specifically – you know, is going to kind of catch your eyes, one of the rookies to kind of look out for. And you talked about maybe Martinez Rankin. You were curious to see how he was going to do. Talk about what your thoughts of Martinez Rankin over the weekend, and then maybe any other the draft picks that stood out to you.
Yeah, absolutely, Teddy. We didn't get a chance to see a whole lot. We were kind of on regular season viewing, so we got about 20 to 25 minutes. But you guys know how I am. In the draft, a lot of what a player looks like, physically, what he looks like is going to matter in the draft process to me. And when I saw Martinez for the first time walk in to the interview room, the first thing I went is, that dude's not a mudslide. There are some offensive linemen you look at and just sloppy body.
Soup sandwich.
They look like they've had a soup sandwich and a lot of them, and way too many of them. Martinez walked in and you go, okay, that dude's put together. He looks like Nick Martin to me. And that's the way Nick looked. When Nick walked in, you could tell he's a put-together guy. He doesn't have this huge waistband. He's not a big, fat slob like some offensive linemen you see. And that was kind of what stood out to me about Martinez. And then you can see the movement skills. You can tell he's an athlete. And I think he is going to be right in that competition at right tackle with he and Chantrell Henderson at right tackle in particular. I don't know if there'll be anybody else they add to the mix, but I think they'll definitely be in a competition. And I wouldn't be surprised to see Rankin be very competitive in that as long as he's fully and completely healthy to be able to do that. But the one other group that stood out, look, Kiki QT is so fun to watch. He made things look effortless and easy. Just catching the football. And how many guys have we seen wear Texans jerseys that looked like they had hands of the Venus de Milo? They just couldn't catch it cold. And then you watch Kiki QT and he just snatches it. He knows how to turn his body and make catches. But to me, the most impressive group was the tight ends. They had Giovanni Robinson, who was on the practice squad last year, former basketball player at NC State, then Akins, and then Jordan Thomas. Those guys are impressive looking. In particular, Jordan Thomas. This guy's 275, and I was talking to DP Sidhu, and when Jordan Akins came in, having played baseball, you know, he's a little bit older, DP was joking. She said, yeah, I don't know if I can really tell the difference between the Jordans. I said, look, when Jordan Thomas walks in, you'll know.
Yeah. He's only 21 years old, too.
Jordan Thomas walked in the room, and DP walked up and said, that's him, right? And I said, yep. I said, you see what I mean now? Oh, yeah. If he can learn to block the line of scrimmage at all, Jordan Thomas might be one of the steals of this draft, not just for the Texans, but for any draft. This guy with wide receiver skills and hands, if he's able to block the line of scrimmage, forget it. That dude's a stud.
Johnny Harris joining us for his weekly visit. Johnny, what's going on Texans All Access tonight?
All right, we got Brian Peters on. Mark had a chance to talk to him today, so we'll have that interview. We also have our Wednesday night draft, and tonight is the offensive side. The all-time NFL offensive players that came from Texas universities/colleges. And the one player I wanted to pick, Drew would not let me because he only spent 1 year at Blinn Junior College, so Cam Newton did not get drafted.
Oh, that's such a Johnny Harris move.
It was such a technicality. He's like, no, he's an Auburn guy. So, no, that's our list. And it's pretty amazing to think about the running. The quarterbacks, really not that deep. It was a very thin crop. The running backs that have played in the NFL from this state that came from Texas universities is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Guys like Jamal Charles, Priest Holmes, who else didn't? Those two didn't get drafted. I'm trying to think who else we had on the list. But there were three Hall of Famers that did get drafted. And you have to listen to see who ended up with two of them. That was me, by the way. I ended up with two of them, just so people know.
And Johnny, I know you had been waiting all week to draft Cam Newton.
Oh, I absolutely. I started doing a study, and I was starting going through, and I got to Blinn. I went, yep. Oh, I could draft Cam Newton. Yep. And he shot it down.
Yep.
I'm a little mad at Drew for this.
Take that out on Drew. All right, well, we'll be looking forward to listening to that. 6 o'clock tonight, Texans All Access. Johnny, appreciate you being flexible this week with the segment, with the time, and great stuff as always. Thanks.
Absolutely, boys. Go Rockets. Go get a W.
Yeah.
You need it tonight.
Yeah, guys. Right, no man. Question. No
Thanks,
question
Sean.
About that. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.